on some chalafam and bays the bottom. So Zuk Gemara Tzan Hasam. So the chulon mitaminets abagodim. So again, we were talking about nishbach, our favorite sugya, that when it's nishbach, so what you have to do is you need to bring in a new animal. So there is another halacha that is might come as a shock, but it's actually a beferish pasuk in the Torah that when you're done doing these hazoyas, so what do? You actually your seyrif oisam, you burn them outside mechutz l'machaneh. Okay. You burn the sa'ir and the para, you burn them the chutz l'machaneh, and the person who burns them becomes tameh and he goes in the mikvah. So now when it was nishbach and you had to bring in a new one, so what do you do? Which ones do you burn?
And which the naya or
all of them? So Zuk Gemara, it's not awesome. The chulon, so the gra changes the gears at the Tanur Rabbanan, only right. We wouldn't know this, but the Goyin says there is no Mishnah, so therefore it's a braisa. So the chulon metamim megodim.
That's a baller move.
So they're all metamim megodim, and it's rough and abeis hadeshet. And they're nitzraf abeis hadeshet. So the person who burns them becomes tamei, and they're nitzraf abeis hadeshet. Divei Rebbe Elazar
Rebbe Shimon. The person that carries them there.
It carries the animals, is that right? Pasuk also refers to them. Okay. So we can call my rim. Aim in time with God, the main is soft and a base edition. Elo Acher and Hail the Gomer by Kapara. Which one's Matama? Only the last one, meaning only the pinch hitter, the one that you brought in after. Because Hail the Gomer by Kapara, that's the one that yours is Matama. So afraid to get more out of Shiloh. Okay, good. So Clark. So which one's Matama? Only the one you use for Kapara. Okay, well, how many do you actually send down the mountain? So you had a Sar Mishalech, right? You did the raffle again. Let's remind ourselves. You have a Sar Lashem and Sar Mishalech. That's the raffle. What if one of them was Nishbach? You did, now you need new ones. So now you have two Sar Mishalechs. So which one do you throw down the mountain? Do you throw down the first one or do you throw down the second one? So what would you say? Any takers?
The last one.
Yes, the second one. The
last
one? Right. So, Zukti Gemara, well. Call all the Tachar Kosim. So, Zukti Gemara, all my lady. So, how many do you throw down? Meaning, do you throw down all of them or do you just throw down one?
Do more than one.
So Amar Levi, you throw down a whole flock. Like what kind of joke is this?
Right.
So Amar Levi, but he has to make another Bikash. Do you burn a whole flock? You had no problem telling me that you burn all of them, but when it comes to throwing them down the mountain, all of a sudden that's too many to throw down. Jeez, he's a belker. Yes, I'm saying to you, Amar Midami Hasam like Sivay Soi, Halchak Sivay Soi. The pasuk says when it comes to the one you throw down the mountain, it says L'shalach Oisoi La'azoso Hamidbara. It says Oisoi, so you only throw one down. Mashenke, when it comes to
burning,
you'd burn them all. So Zikti Yomare Idmar. So which one do you burn though? So we're saying that again, Klar, all them that you burn, you have to burn all them, and they're. But when you throw down, you only throw down one. Well, which one?
That's the one.
Sorry, yeah, I jumped here. So that's called you only throw down one. The question is which one. You throw down the first one. They hold like you guys said. Since you were gomar by kapara, it makes sense. I don't understand. Why in the world will you hold that you should throw down the first one? So I'll tell you why. Because again, we're assuming that I guess the para. Obviously, the Sa'ir Lashem is the one that's spilled. Clearly, the Sa'ir Mishtalech is still around because that's when you're throwing down the mountain. You don't shecht it, right? You throw it down the mountain.
Right.
Right? So that's still around. The question is, are you doing the first one or are you doing the second one? So he's saying you do the first one. So like Rabbi Yaisi, Damar Mitzvah Berishan. He holds like Rabbi Yaisi always holds Mitzvah is Berishan. What does that mean, he holds Mitzvah Berishan? So those who were with us, the rookies of Talking Smack, but they weren't around for Shkolim or Pesachim to know this halacha, but hopefully when they make this Siyumim, but making a Siyum in Shkolim, they'll know this halacha. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaisi says, hi Rabbi Yaisi, Ilim Rabbi Yaisi, the Kupais, we know Rabbi Yaisi of Kupais. So we learned a little bit about Kupais, we learned about Sheifaris in Yuma, that they had those big Sheifaris, and we said that what, they used to stick the money inside, so what did they do? So the different mechat is a shekel. So it's not a big shame. Shalish kupais, shalish soyin, shebehem terminus alishka. They would have these three different kupas by kasubahen alav beis gimel. They would write on each one, which would seem like your soy mechon tziva going a little retro over here, mm-hmm. right? You say Mechon Ksiva, you would write Aleph Beis Gimel on the different kupas. So Tan Yomer Rabbi Yosi, Lama Kotzva Leyen, Aleph Beis Gimel, Leyda Yizman Nitra Morishin, to know which one you gave first, Lavi Menemishin. In order to bring from the first one, you bring from the first one first. She mitzvah barishin, because the mitzvah is barishin. So chayra, you see, beferish Rabbi Yosi, who holds that you use the first sorry mishtaleach, is the Rabbi Yosi who holds you use the first money from the kupa, right? That's why they wrote out Beis Gimel. Zuk Gemara, no. Yeah, that's because the first one that was filled, those were roy, but the second shofar wasn't roy. Masha Inkein, we left out one prat. The Sor Mishalech, when do you do that? You do it after you already did all the hazayas, right? You did all the hazayas kufnim, you did them all in pareches, you did them all on the Mizbech, now you do the Sor Mishalech. So obviously we're talking about post Nishbach, when you already did a second raffle, now you have two Sor Mishalech. That's when it's roi, so it's not roi until then to throw down the mountain. So who says that Rabbi Yosi, who holds that you do mitzvah barishain, that's because that was the first one that was roi, but here we have two soy mishtalechs that are roi at the same time. Who says you still do the first one? How can you compare the ketzushkam? So the Gemara brings a new reason. I have you from Rabbi Yosi the Pesach. Rabbi Yosi the Pesach, Tanya Mafish Pitzchoy, V'ova, V'hifrish, Acher, Tachtov, Acherkach, Nimser, Rishon, V'areishnei, Noimdin. Let's say you Mafish a Pesach, and you lost the Pesach. So what do you have to do? You have to be Mafish another Pesach. Well,
you
now you
lost the animal?
You ran away. Okay. Now you come back, and you have two. So you have a Pesach, the original one, and another one. You have two that you're Mafish a Pesach. So what do you do? So varishni naimdim ezem shiyurtz yakar. Whichever one you want better, your makriv. Tivrei chum reizi emer no mitzvah berishan. You use the first one. Bimhaya sheni muvchem imenu. So you have yenu. But if the second one was better than the first one, so then you use the second one. So what do you see though? You see that Rav Yosi holds ideally mitzvah berishan, and since the sorei mishtalech, which we'll learn in a second, they were shoven, they were supposed to be exactly the same. So there's no mustik of muvchar, right? So they're supposed to be exactly the same. So maybe which one do you use? You use a rishain. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. So some shalech you throw down is the rishain. Hadron aloch etzi aloi. So again, we had two alochas. We had that the sawyer, maybe really even three. We had first, we said that all of them are metam b'sal begodim, right? All the animals, even if you have an extra one. We had a shayla hamesirim yimshalech. We said you only throw down one. Then we cleared which one do you throw down. So with the machlekes, if you're doing the one, then you're doing the kapara, which is the second one, or do you do the first one? Mm-hmm. And we said that Rabbi Yosi holds you do the first one because he holds mitzvah berishain the same way he holds by Karban Pesach, it's mitzvah berishain. Clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Mishnah Vayter, so we have done, we got very busy with the Shnei Seirim. We spent much time understanding what you do. You make the raffles, you bring the dam inside with the paroi.
Number three?
Well, for me, I'm number three, yeah. I think that the art school only has also two, right?
Only two, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm moving on to number three.
Only
has one. Yeah, so certainly, so.
All it's all up here.
I might see the most yeshiva shenapo.
Of course.
Yeah, so either way, it doesn't pass to use that yet. So the Mishnah is.
Yeah, we're almost done.
This is a big one, and just for the record, we did, honestly, whoever may want to say this tomorrow, but we'll say it again. Whoever made it through these Gemaras, honestly, the last parak or so has really been real kachim and real intense Gemaras, and if you made it you should be very proud of yourself. Whoever made it should look back and celebrate and be proud of themselves. The next few blocks is a little more kachim, and whoever didn't do that, who didn't do so well, you should be okay. I didn't do so well, but it's
going to
get a lot easier.
Isn't it
before Rosh Hashanah?
I thought it was Rosh Hashanah. I think it's Rosh Hashanah.
Either way, it's beautiful if you're going to Rosh Hashanah or it's Sukkah.
I know, but I think in the cycle, I think it was Rosh Hashanah.
So it's much, so you should be very proud of yourself, and it's going to get a lot easier. Yeah, we're making a big scene. So Zuk the Mishnah Baiter. Let's go. So Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim Mitzvoson. So again, so what do we have? We have the two Seirim that we know, we say all over, we always Chazer. We do the Gerolis. It is confusing, right, because there was Ayolah Shel Aaron, which we didn't really discuss, but then there was Parah Shel Aaron that we know, let's just Chazer over, was the Parah that he brought for himself and for the Kehanim. There was the raffles. This is the takeaway. If you don't come away with this, you got nothing. But we had the Seirim, that there was a raffle, Sar Lashem, Sar Lashalech, the Sar Lashem, and the Parah was what you brought inside, Lefnai Lufnim. You did the Keteris first, Lefnai Lufnim, for Lashon Hara. Then you did the Hazoyis on the next to the Arin, the Kapira Parechis was a Machlikis. We said that the way he saw it was on the Parechis Alain. Then you did a Mzbech Parimi. We had a Machlikis which ways you go. But that was really, we had a Machlikis also what it's actually been Kapara from. We learned on Friday was a Kapara, who got Kaparas from what. But it was for sure for Tumas Mintash Ugdeshav was the most of it. But that was really.
Into the wrong room at the wrong time.
We got into a lot of intense stuff. But that was really the crux. You got to walk away with that, right? So now what we do know also is that there was this raffle of the Shnei Seirim. So what was the Shnei Seirim? What was that about? How did that work? So that's today's Avodah. So Shnei Seirim Yom Kippurim is Sivosin Shir Shneim Shavim B'mare. They had to look similar in B'koyma U'bedom. They had to look similar in their look, right? They either had to be too white or too black. They had to be the height had to be the same ubedomim, their value had to be the same. And also, you bought them together. And afal pisha ain shoven, even if they weren't the same, meaning they didn't look the same, they weren't the same height, the same value, still they're kosher. If you bought one today, and you bought one the next day, still it's kosher. Let's say one of them died.
They don't have to be similar.
No, it's only lechatchila. The Gemara is going to discuss about Rikas, how we know that they should be lechatchila, but yeah, but if they weren't, it's still kosher. So meis echad mehen, if
is
one
is a macher dafka, or that means like it has to be within one day, or if he buys it next week, it's also okay. Like how lechatchila are we talking
now? It's a good kasha. So they say over here, it's a machlekes rishayim. Leis dik. Some people, the Ritva says shema shamu lo macher ulav dafka afla achar sorry young. None, he's on his A game. Coming from the compound and he's on his A game.
Around the yeshivas are out of
Rabbanon. Okay, so Meis Echamim, one of them died. Imad Shaloi Higro Meis, if they didn't even make the raffle yet, so then Yikach Zug Lesheni. So then all you do is take an extra Seir and you use it for a pair of the last one. The Imisha Higro Meis, but if it died after the raffle, so then Yovi Zugach, then you have to bring a whole new pair of Yagra Aleim Matchilo. And you make a new raffle. The Yoimer, and this is what he says. Tosis explains that it doesn't really mean that he's not sure which one, but rather this is a statement rather than a question. Im shal shem beis, meaning if it was the one that was Lashem that died, so he says Zesha Lov HaGarul Lashem, the one that was for Lashem, it should be Lashem. He's kaim tachtov. Im shal azazel meis, Zesha Lov HaGarul Azazel, he's kaim tachtov. And what do you do with the second one? Hasheni Yirachi Yistoyv, meaning you use the replacement. And the second one, you let it graze. We know the halacha is that, right, once it has kedusha's a guf. We know from all the kachim people that you can't just do it and you can't just get out of it. So rather, when you let it graze until it gets a mum, yimachav yiplu damav linedava. What's nedava? Carbon nedava, as we know, it was ketzel mizbeach. It was when the mizbeach was empty, they brought nedavas. So we use the money for nedava. Because what do we know? She'in chatas tzibur meis. Again, what's this carbon? This carbon is a carbon chatas. It's coming for kapara, right? For Tumas Mikdash Ekdeshav, or maybe more, right? But either way, it's coming for kapara. So we know, how do we know in chatas meis? Where do we have that for? By Parashal Aaron, the Gemara and Akasha. How could you take over the para? Isn't it a chatas? A chatas, the Bailam is Mesa. So the Gemara declared, it's not just for him, right? It's for the other Kayanim, either way. But what are we saying? We're saying that in chatas, Tibur Mesa, even though a chatas, meaning in general, other karbonas, many karbonas that are kaddish, that have a problem, so you're a chisabu. But a chatas we know goes a misa, except a chatas tzibur doesn't go a misa because it's a tzibur. So in chatas tzibur misa, so since certain mishtalech was for everybody, so the halacha is you don't have to let it die. Taka, you can let it be yirach yistavu, and then yibul dam of the linen dover. Yehuda argues, if Yehuda Imer tamos, it has to die, it's a chatas, even chatas tzibur is la misa. We're not going to dwell too much on this halacha because the Gemara is going to talk about this a lot in two blot, what exactly it means. Let's say the dam of the sawyer spills, so yomos ha-mishtalech. Then you kill the mishtalech. Also, mesa mishtalech. If the mishtalech died, then you shafech hadam. You pour down the dam of the sawyer. Again, we're going to leave this over for now until we figure out exactly what that case and what it's going on. So zok gemara tanurab on it. So what do we say? They have to look the same. So the pasuk says like this. It says me'isa das b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei se'irei izim lechatos So it says yikach shnei seire is a miut seire. What's the minimum of seire? It's plural. It's a lashon rabim mishnayim. So matam leimer shnei. Why does it say two? Wouldn't I know that I would take the minimum? I would take two. Sheir shneim shavit. Elam Bayit's coming to tell me that they have to be shavit. Minayin afal pishen shneim shavim sheir. And how do we know even if they're not shavit that you still could bring them as a carbon? Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "V'hikir v'aron es hasoyer asher lo lo v'agur l'Hashem asoh chatos." And then it says, "V'hasoyer again asher lo lo v'agur l'azozel." So it says "v'hasoyer" twice to be merbe that even if it's not the same, it's still kosher. So again, like Shua, you were asking, what's the difference? The difference is l'chatchila. The chatchila they have to be the same, but if they're not the same, you're still kosher. It says "v'hasoyer v'hasoyer ribo," that it's kosher. Zuk t'gemori time of Rabbi Rachmano, since the Torah was merbe hasoyer. Asoyer, that's how I know it's kosher. Holy Rabbi Rachman, if the Torah wasn't marbeh, I mean, I would think that it's mamish possible, really? Why would I think it's ma'akiv that they have to look the same? Where would I think such a thing? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because it says actually shnei three times. It says shnei, shnei, shnei. Because if it says yikach shnei seirim, then it says v'lokach shnei asirim. So it says shnei three times. So that which it says shnei three times, I would think that the shnei is ma'akiv, that they have to be similar. So kamash malon, soyer, soyer, to tell me even if they're not similar, it's okay. So one more time, let's chazer over. This is going to be the formula we're going to use for four more karbanos. So let's pay attention. It says shnei se'ire. Why do they have to say shnei if it says se'ire? Elamai, it's going to tell me they have to be the same. How do I know that it's not ma'akiv? Because it says soyer, soyer. Why would I think it's ma'akiv? Because it's shnei, 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 shnei. So now what's the obvious kasha? Once it's not ma'akiv, what's the shnei, shnei, shnei for? Right? You told me that the pasha is always so pasha. Right? Rechmano is the so here's the ear. Shnei, then once you tell me, here's the ear, it's not ma'akiv, so shnei, 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 lomali. So the more chad b'marev, chad b'koymo, chad b'domim. To tell me the three details now, which they have to be the same. One is b'marev, one is b'koymo, and the height, right? So in the color, and the height, and in the value. So the more Tanya Nama Hachi in regards to Mitzairah. So one more time, what's a Mitzairah? Mitzairah is somebody who gets Taras. So if somebody gets Taras, so the halacha is his various karbonas he has to bring. He has to bring Kivsei Mitzairah, he has to bring Kvasim in order to become Tar, and he also brings birds. I believe he brings the birds at an earlier stage. He brings the birds after his nega goes away, but before he becomes tamei, he could also bring birds. If he's poor and can't afford the Kvasim, he could bring birds. But we're going to deal with first the actual kvasim.
But there's a tuition committee that has to approve.
Oh, you want to bring birds?
Punked, I actually think that there is. I think that
I don't doubt
there's a hamada.
The
I think it's a fair shaposik. They have to.
What kind of sure, wagon are you riding? Right.
Those wheels.
I noticed you make your old regal at least three times a year. That's cheap. Where do you stay when you go there? That's my thought.
So Zuktigim, which we know we had to stay overnight, we learned in Shkala, right? So Zuktigimara Tani Namahi. So Gabe Kimsey, Gabe, he's been in the compound too long. He's got on one. So Zuktigimara Gabe Kimsey Mitzayr. It says in regards to Kimsey Mitzayr, it says Vayemashmini Yikach Shnei Kvasim Tamimim. So Miyad Kvasim, what's the Miyad of Kvasim? Kvasim is Rabim. So it's Shnei Matam Lima Shnei Kvasim. Why does it say you take two Kvasim? Shiyu Shneim Shavin. It comes to tell me that they have to be the same. Minayin Shafa Bishen Shneim Shavin. How do we know even if the Mitzayr is Kvasim are not the same that they're Ksherim? Tam Lima, the Pasuk says, it says hakeves twice. Reba to tell me that even if they're not the same, the mitzvah is still yotz. Time the Rabbi Rachmano zuk to Gemara. Holy Rabbi Rachmano, have a minim psulin. Frank to Gemara, kuvah minolan. The same formula. How do you know it would have been ma'akiv? Why would I think it would be ma'akiv? Gemara says the chamino. It says tia teiras amitzvah biem teirosi. It says it should be tia teiras amitzvah. Meaning I would think it's ma'akiv tia. It should be that way. Because if so Zuk Gemara, okay, same kasha. Master Rabbi Rachmano, keves. So tia lomali. Zuk Gemara l'shar habyosei shomatzera. It's coming to tell me something else. That what the protidinim in the tara of the mitzera that there has to be eitz eres ve'ezev v'shni talas. That's ma'akiv is his tahira. So that's coming to tell me that the shardinim of his tahira are ma'akiv, meaning that it's eres of shnita las that go into his tyro, that's ma'akiv, but the shnita, that the shnei kvasim, they have to be similar, is not ma'akiv. Yeah, klar, so zuk the gemara, tani namik abe tzipori mitzera, right, in regards to the tzipori of the mitzera. So also, it says, ki agam, it says tzipogim, which tzipogim is a lashon rabim. So why does it say v'locha chamita her shtei tziporim? Why does it say two mir tziporim is how many? Two shtei matam loyimer shtei in shoves, that they have to be the same. Nine shafa bichein shtei in sheretz. How do you know this? Still kosher. Tam loyimer, the pasuk says v'shachat es tzipora echos, and it says es tzipora chayo. So ribo, that even if they're not the same, you can still take the tzipor and the tzipor still counts. Suk to gemara type and the roimer rachman alei roimer rachman absulis. Ikovim in olan same kasha. Why would I think that they're because again it says tia tiaxiv, I would think that his carbon is ma'akib. Hashem rachmona tzipor tia lomeli. The sheriff Yosef Shomatzera to tell me the protidinim, like we said before, the protidinim. I don't know why you need a twice.
Yeah.
That still bothers me, but I'll compone him. Okay, either way, zikti gemara. So now again, so what do we have that really there's a din that they should look the same?
Well, maybe that's by the bird, right?
No, I think it's by the same pasuk. It's the same pasuk. Yeah. So again, one more time. So we have shnei seirim. Really, the chatchilo, the shnei seirim on Yom Kippurim is supposed to look the same. The shnei kivsei mitzera is supposed to look the same. The shnei tzipayim mitzera is supposed to look the same. But all of them, even if they're not, are kosher, right? They all had brought the kvasim. We said it's coming to tell me mare koima and damim. The other ones were coming to tell me the protidinim of mitzera. I am assuming. I don't know that it's for sure true what I'm saying, but what has to be the same by the mitzera? Probably the same thing. Mare koima and damim, right?
So
where do you learn it out from? You're gonna have to learn it out from that the shavais that we learned by Yom Kippurim has to apply to there as well. I guess. Otherwise, with what are they the same? And why don't you have to tell me what they have to be the same? I'm making that up. I don't know that that's true. Either way, zuk the Gemara vaitu. The Gemara has a kasha on that which you're assuming every time it says shnei, it has to be the same. And obvious kasha. Fake the Gemara, the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid, which is what? What do we know? The carbon tamid was the beginning of Masechta. It was the first thing that
first
was done. Is that done? No, it was done after the...
The
cleaning off the Mizbeach, right. I think, right? But we said that you put next to the Mizbeach every day. But we know there was a carbon tumid which is brought every day. It was born in the morning and it was brought at night. So the Gemara's Kasha is Yahachi, it says Gabi Tmidin. Nami Nemo, the Potsuk says Kvasim and Ishana Tmimim Shnaim, Layoim and Los Amid. So Mirut Kvasim, what's the minimum Kvasim? Shnaim. Matam Lemer Shnaim, Shir Shnaim Shavin. Minayin Shafa Bishin Shnaim Shavin, Sherin. Tamaloimer, it says, Esa Kevazachod, Vesa Shani Reba. So who remembers this Potsuk? Where do we have this from? Esa Kevazachod, Vidashim. If you only have one, which is the echad, right? If you only have enough, maybe the libations that come with it. Which one's the main one? Is it kevas echad or is it kevas hasheni? Right? Right? We were very busy with the drasha, so kevas echad.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, fine. But what's the Gemara's kasha? Yeah. The Gemara's kasha is you're telling me that really shnei shnei and shoven. How do we know if they're not shoven, they're still kosher? Because that's a kevas echad or is a kevas hasheni. Really, we should say all this, but we don't find such a thing. We never know the mitzvah chadami, but we know that it's there really a mitzvah the chatchila that the tum is supposed to be the same. We don't find such a thing. So you're telling me every time it's a shnei with the business. Right, with the same, we don't find them. Tamid says the Gemara, yeah, because Tamid we have it differently, but we learn it for. You have to do it. Kineged the sun, the rays of the sun, as that has attached. Yeah, kineged the rays of the sun. Maybe what it's coming to tell me is you do it twice a day. Why are you telling me it means that it's to be kineged a yom? Learn a pshut to come twice a day. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Shuim is a keves echot hasabavaker, but it's a keves hasheni tasem in a boyim. That's as clear as it can be that you do it twice a day. Arechoy vasa yoyim amar. Moni mekayim shnayim la yoyim. What shnayim la yoyim to come in tami? Kinegar yoyim. Keitza, tom shoshachar, where do you shech? Tom shoshachar, yinishchad al keren svein smarovitz. Because al tabasa shniyah. Because we know there was many different rings. We learned this at the beginning where the Mizbeach was actually located to the wall, right? We learned about the different sets of rings. So where do you do? You shecht it on Tzvayin Tzman Rav. It's nice Chazor enough. Yeah, it's Tzvayin Tzman. Unfortunately, we're not clear on any of the stuff. It was too long ago. But it says...
There's it says, but it's a good reminder.
Yeah, it's a good reminder.
How much
you don't
remember.
So it says Tzvayin is Yoni Herman. Tzvayin Tzman Rav. It says Tzvayin Tzman Rav. You do Kenegan and Son of Tamas HaShniyah. Shabin HaRabayim HaYanishchad HaKer Mizrach Tzvayin Tzman Tamas HaShniyah on the Tzvayin side. But upon him, that's why you don't say the same limud by the tamid, that they have to be the same, because I learned something else out of the shnei. What I learned out is that they both have to be connected to the sun. What about Shabbos? So the Gemara again, with Sofin Shal Shabbos, we say B'yom HaShabbos Shnei Kevasim Nishana, whoever paid attention to the Musaf ever in their life. But either way, it says Shnei Kevasim Nishana Vatnei Tzuichin Shiyu Shnei Yishav and Echanami, they talk, they have to be Lechatchilo, they have to be Shabbos. So just to chazer over on the base, what we learned was the Shnei Seirim, they have to be Shove. We discussed that Yom Kippurim has to be Shove, but Lechatchilo, but they're not Ma'akiv. We discussed the Kivsei Mitzayro and the birds of the Mitzayro, that they're Lechatchilo, they should be the same, but they don't have to be. We asked Akasha from the case of Tmidin, and we said, no, Tmidin, they don't have to be the same in Lechatchilo, because we learned something else out of it. We learn out that they have to be connected to the sun, but the Musaf of Shabbos, which says Shnei Kvasim and Echanami, need to be the same.
Could you also say that there's a Shkoyach difference between them because the other ones are kapara and the Talmud's not?